Parshas Ve'eschanan describes the unique relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His chosen and His beloved people. One of the most powerful and sincere psukim. Ki mi gai gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu asks rhetorically. Asher lo Elohim krovim elav, kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. That closeness, that intimacy, the proximity that the Jewish people enjoy anytime they call Him, b'chol kareinu elav. Religion is not just about mitzvos and obedience and halachic practice, but about rendering the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a palpable and intimate part of our lives, and to stream that relationship and that sense of intimacy both on a personal level but also through collective and historical interfaces. There's an interesting medrash which describes this unique relationship through the eyes of Gentiles, when Gentiles still appreciated the unique Jewish calling. We live too far downstream for Gentiles to, or for many Gentiles, to be conscious of it. We believe it's still something that they're deeply subconsciously aware of, although Baruch Hashem, with the return of Am Yisrael to the international and historical stage, more and more people are becoming aware of our special relationship. In fact, I don't spend much time on social media, but I do employ my Facebook profile as a platform just to post shiurim. And over the last 2-3 months, I've got a flurry of people seeking to friend me, and from the Christian world, pastors and priests and people who believe very deeply in the Jewish people and their return to the Holy Land. I've become a little bit more selective who I accept a friend from, but certainly, unless I'm being spammed, it seems as if people see in some of my posts and maybe the posts of some of my friends entrees and portals into life in Israel as it reflects and as it represents the return of the Jewish people as God's chosen in a way that's overt to the international audience. In this Medrash, and again I apologize, I'm still on the road, so I just have a snippet of it. It appears in Medrash Rabbah, although it quotes Rabbi Tanchuma, who normally comprises Medrash Tanchuma, about a boat, about a ship that was sailing in the ocean, and they came to what appears to be an island, and the boat was composed or housed primarily Gentiles and one Jew. And now someone had to visit the island and purchase some stocks and foodstuffs and supplies. So they all turned to the Jew and they said, take some money and ascend to the island. I don't know what the language, ala la nes. Nes means a pole. Maybe it means to ascend to the top of the mast and purchase something from the locals, even at a distance. But anyway, to purchase from people they were unfamiliar with. And he was a little bit surprised. He says, I don't know anyone on that island. I don't know anyone. Why are you selecting me as if all of a sudden I'd be the best candidate because I'm familiar with this island? And they told him, Yesh achsana Yehudi b'chol makom shetaholech. You have a Jewish host anywhere you turn because your God is with you. And Rabbi Tanchuma was reminded of this pasuk, Asher lo Elokim kruvim elav. So what's fascinating about this medrash is, first of all, that the Gentiles of the day still saw Am Yisrael as enjoying that special intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's also interesting and intriguing at a second level is they didn't expect this Jew to purchase supplies from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's something off about this statement. Since you're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have someone that you have being, in this case Hashem, that you're familiar with on the island and everywhere you turn, then you should be able to purchase supplies from the local grocery owner or the local supplier on a particular island they were afraid of or unfamiliar with. But evidently, there's something very deeply and visceral about a Jew who should feel at home and comfortable wherever he is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spans all space, and therefore space experience for a Jew is very different than it is for a Gentile, and that should trickle down into a level of comfort, in theory, ideally, and confidence, and feeling at home even in foreign places, because we're never in a foreign place, because even though the location may seem foreign, and the language may seem different, and the population and its culture may seem very different from ours, place is ultimately defined by the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you feel and sense that larger definition of space, you will never feel uncomfortable or out of sorts in the way that most people do when they're in foreign areas. And of course, this is a Very ironic statement, because for so many thousands of years in exile, Jews really did feel foreign and awkward and uncomfortable because they were encountering powerful cultures and empires as the minority and as the hated minority. But in theory, a Jew should feel more comfortable walking through this world and more comfortable metaphorically traveling to that island and purchasing supplies from the unknown store owner, because all of place is defined by Hashem. Hashem is the place of the world, just like we're located in the world. The world, the universe, is located in Hashem. That's why he's called Makom. And to a degree, that's why the first description of Hashem as Makom is in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov is about to lose place and grounds because he's fleeing from Esav. And the Torah reminds us that you could be in Be'er Sheva, or you could be in Haran, and you can be in Beit El, you could be in Yerushalayim. It doesn't matter. You're in the presence of Hashem, and that's why there's such a convoluted sense of space and grounds. And Vayetze, where is Yaakov? Is he in Yerushalayim? Is he in Beit El? Is he in Haran? Is he? We don't really know where he is, because it's irrelevant to a degree, because he's in the presence of Hashem, and Hashem is the ultimate space, right? To a degree, if you zoomed out on a Google map, it wouldn't make a difference if you were in Tel Aviv or Yerushalayim if you zoomed out and you just saw the state of Israel. And if you continue to zoom out of the universe, the final zoom out would be zooming out of the finite limits of the universe. You'd zoom out and you'd be in Hashem's space. So the universe is in Hashem's space, the same way we're in the space of the universe. So that's, I think, what's interesting about this Medrash. I think I also sense, I don't know if the Medrash intends this, so this is more of my own impressions upon reading the Medrash, but I also feel that the Medrash speaks about Jewish sense of community and familiarity. Wherever Jews are, they host each other and they extend themselves for each other, because our needs are unique and because our fraternity is felt so strongly in the bonds, and take people in and offer them foodstuffs and Shabbos and mikvah and help and assistance and guidance. And the Jewish network has always been so essential and so crucial in Jewish business success, because that's all about networking and helping, connecting people through trust. And I sometimes, when I land in cities and I think to myself about everyone else on the plane who will be sleeping that night in quiet hotel rooms and having a drink at the bar in their own solitary space, and I'm going to meet an entire community of people in Shul and on Shabbos, and if I'm there to give a shiur, to meet people and engage in their lives. So this is not really a statement directly about that. It's more a statement about feeling comfortable because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is omnipresent. But I do hear echoes of the Gentiles almost being jealous, envious. Jews seem to be comfortable wherever they are. And that's something which I think gives us backbone and buoyancy.